America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
We come to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll be found in the house of God now, somewhere on this Lord's Day. Our Heavenly Father, will you help us? And thank you for allowing us to be on the radio today. And I pray you'll help us to help somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're talking about opportunity. And we come to number 5 today. And we come to the R, and we let that stand for remember your Creator early. Now, I quoted this verse yesterday. I'm going to read it today. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And then he goes on to give a whole list of things about growing old. Let me encourage you young people to do something for God today. Amen. Be in church 3 times a week. Don't be a Sunday morning Christian. Be there Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You say, "Oh, preacher, when we get our kids raised and we get financially set, we're going to do that." No. Raise your kids in church. Raise them on the altar, like God talked about in Psalm 84 about the sparrow and the swallow. Amen. I don't think that's just talking about birds there. But let me say, there's an opportunity for you in your young life, young people. Dwight Moody said this, "God gives a man one arrow. He better shoot straight the first time." Now, let me say, God gives you one life. And you know, you often hear this phrase, "If I could live my life over again." Well, we can't do that. Time, and I was talking about it earlier in the week, it just got away from me. I remember when I was a kid preacher. I remember when I was a kid serving the Lord. Man, I was on fire for God, knocking on doors, trying to get people saved. And I still have a fire. I still have a zeal for God. After all these years, I still have a zeal for God. But my years are gone. I'm not going to be able to physically now in the next few years to do what I've done in the past. And I've averaged preaching one time a week for the last 42 years, almost 42 years. And God's been good to me. But I want to, even in these days, I want to remember God while I've got time, while you've got a good mind. You know, you go down to the nursing home and you see somebody in there that has Alzheimer's. It'll make you thank God for your mind. You have a talent. If you can write a poem, get to writing. If you can write a song, get to writing. If you can sing a song, get to singing. If you can play an instrument, get to playing. If God's called you to preach and you're qualified to preach, get to preaching. Amen. Do what God has called you to do. And at the end of the way, you'll have no regrets. Amen. I want to die on the battlefield. Amen. Now, I have some regrets because I've wasted some time and not done what I ought to done for God. But you know, I want to say that I want to live for God. I want Jesus to be the main one in my life. I love my wife. I thank God for her, but she's not the main person in my life. Jesus is. Amen. And I shouldn't be the main person in her life. Jesus should be. Amen. If you've got children, they should not be the main people in your life. Amen. No, sir. God ought to be the main person in your life. Amen. That means if it comes down to the kid or God, you take God over the kid, right? Amen. Now, people, listen, you young people, I want to say this to you. You can go out here, you can do the drugs, the immoral sex, the immoral relationships. You can get married 3 or 4 times, but you are hurting yourself from doing what's right for God. So I hope that you'll remember, there's an opportunity, young people, and there's a small opportunity, and the devil is there to take you down the wrong road. Young man, the devil would love for you to marry the wrong girl. Young lady, the devil would love for you to marry the wrong man. Don't let anybody matchmake. I'm against this matchmaking. Please don't do that in the churches. Please don't put people together. Please don't do that because you don't know the other person. Oh, preacher, they're a godly person. Let's let God do it and you'll have no regrets.
America,
amen. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.